Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where each and every day I bring on new business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Renee Serban on the line, and she's the Managing Director over at Dermal Systems. Renee, welcome to the show.
Hi, Adam. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm excited about this conversation.
So I'm excited to get more into what you're doing over at Dermal Systems. But before we do that, let's get a little bit more into your background. How did you get started in business and in your career?
You know, I think I've always had a little bit of an entrepreneurial spirit. I do remember my last 3 years of high school, I was doing homeschooling out of a very small clothing space that I decided to start to sell clothes that my mom and her friend brought in just out of the space. And I thought, well, why don't I just study and make money at the same time? So, you know, that has kind of always been evident throughout history, even from a very young age. And consequently, I ended up going to do business studies, which was kind of interesting because I come from a lineage of medical professionals. The majority of my family are medical people. And I decided, no, I'm going to go and do business studies. And I decided to do nail technology back then, because how awesome would that be to have a student job where I can dictate my own time, my own schedule, my own pricing. Little did I know at the time that the aesthetics industry would grab a hold as it did. And I ended up, I'm almost embarrassed to say this, but I ended up almost kicking up my business studies to go and study aesthetics of all things. I honestly thought my mom would kill me, but she was so supportive, as well as my dad. And yes, as they say, the rest is history. I went and did aesthetics, went back to finish some business studies later on. And then just decided, you know, I was very strong in waxing and grooming services, as I call it, and decided, my gosh, this really is not what I envisioned aesthetics to be, because I was thinking that I'm going to be fixing people's skin and helping them, you know, maintain youth and vitality and optimally functioning skin to keep them healthy. And, you know, with that medical background that I grew up in, I very, very quickly realized that I want to change gears and specialize in skin at the end of the day, and pursued education down that pathway and went to do a lot of study in anatomy, physiology, cosmetic chemistry. And today, here I am, married with my husband in Canada of all places, with two businesses, two children, a dog, a house, all that's missing is the white picket fence. But that's okay. We have a, you know, lovely area. We live in wine country. And yeah, as you say, I'm conquering the world one day at a time and rescuing skin all along the way. And today's work, I'm going to say, has morphed into more than just hands-on with end receivers of the industry's products and services. So it's kind of morphed into something that I never envisioned. But boy, I tell you, I love what I do, and I don't feel like I work a day in my life.
That's awesome. And obviously, you are, I love it because you can see how your path kind of grew organically, and you found your niche, and you took your time, and you backed it up with education multiple time after time as you made these pivots to make sure that you were a real person in your industry of knowledge and that could give value. And I love it. I just love the path you took and the way it all, and obviously that's the benefit of hindsight, right? When you're doing it, you don't always know which direction it's going, but now you look back and you're like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But that being said, I want to get into more about what you're doing over at Dermal Systems. So first, tell me a little bit more about the company, please.
Yes, so I would say the only thing I wish is that I paid more attention in that accounting 101, because today we're in a position of really scaling business, and the core of my business definitely is that we do distribute professional skin care in Canada, North America, if you will, and diagnostic devices. So I love that scientific evidence to dictate the direction that you're going to take a client's skin into. And that came by default because I actually am very passionate about education in that field of anatomy, physiology, cosmetic chemistry. Because when you truly understand the underlying causes of what's going on with an individual's skin and treating the underlying causes, that's when we get this long-term results, what I call sustainable results in a skin, that the client can maintain it with or without you. And I think that's super important. Then what we add in clinic is only extras, but that the core of skin health can be accomplished and the power of that is in the client's hands themselves. So we do distribute skincare, we distribute diagnostic devices, and on top of that, I do a lot of non-product aligned education around the world. I'm actually in Paris in January and Spain in October next year, so super excited about that. But also the one thing I've come to learn is that our industry has a huge rate of burnout, and that also especially when you're thinking of medical aesthetics, that the physicians who own the businesses or the estheticians who work in medi spas, there seems to be a disconnect in how to bridge the gap between the two, and it doesn't always translate into good business. And you think this is a multi-billion dollar industry and that if you just open your doors, you can get a slice of the cake, but it doesn't work like that. There are a lot of estheticians that I work with who barely make ends meet. And I don't think anybody should have to live in that zone. So one of the things that I'm truly passionate about is, and this is kind of how dermal systems came about, is that you have to have the right systems and procedures supported by the right products and equipment, of course, in your business to have a result. But you need to understand the fundamentals as well about how to price out your services, how to price out your products. And then how to maintain sanity in all of this, because when you're in an industry of giving, that is, the burnout becomes really hard. And I find that people don't know how to shelter themselves from that or how to perhaps set out their, you know, their work week, plan it out, you know, put it in the calendar the right way, train their clients to participate in business in the right way, which I do think is an important part of the equation. And then how to manage the money at the end of the day, because this industry grows so fast. There is something new you can buy every single day. So what I do a lot these days is help clients with business development and what I call becoming, you know, very focused in what it is you choose to niche. And for me, it was skin. I didn't want to be doing waxing 12 hours a day. Nothing wrong with that. It's just not me, even though I am a great waxer. But the day I stepped into clinic and saw 10 hours of back-to-back-to-back waxing, I went home crying and just thought, oh my gosh, this is not fulfilling. So, you know, using your passion to fulfill your dreams, I think it's very important how to do that in a way that you get paid adequately to live the life you want. And, you know, make sure that you are controlling your calendar in such a way that you're not burning out. Because if that happens, you're serving no one. And that is a dangerous place to be. And aesthetics, you know, as givers, you know, I don't think in beauty school, so to say, that they certainly didn't teach business savvy. And I was just lucky enough that I actually did business before I did beauty.
That's awesome. So, Renee, if somebody wants more information on dermal systems or to connect, what's the best way for them to do that?
You can follow me on Facebook. I love Facebook. I hang out on Facebook a lot. So, Renee Sorbonne. And I do have a quiz on there. If anybody is interested in learning what skin type they have and how to make sure they have healthy skin all the time, take the quiz. Let me know if you have any questions. I'm on Instagram, Renee Sorbonne Skin Expert. You can reach my team at info@dermalsystems.com. And if you want to reach me directly, and make it nice and easy, renee@reneesorbonne.com is my direct email address. If anybody has any questions about industry, where to go for education, how to start in this wonderful industry, which I love, but you got to do it the right way and you got to be savvy about it.
Fantastic. Well, Renee, I really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your great work and all the great work you're doing over at Dermal Systems and your background. So appreciate that. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. I hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review, do all those great things we do to support our podcasters. I really do appreciate it. And Renee, thanks again for coming on the show. We'll be right back.